During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what crawled down the stairs on all fours?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in, and that number is 855-853-4802. Leave us a voicemail. Or if you want to write it down, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like it and you want to be a premium subscriber, you get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free there and see if you like it. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
Well, hello.
And, you know, I think one of the creepiest things is in The Exorcist when Regan comes down the stairs. Now, this wasn't in the original movie, but it wasn't when they released it, the 25-year anniversary. But Regan comes down the stairs in like a back crab walk.
Which is exactly what happened in my head when you read that
exactly.
Intro.
And it's like that scene in that movie was so
creepy. Why didn't they include that in the original?
Because it creeped too many people out. It was too creepy for people.
Oh.
And so they ended up...
It's The Exorcist.
Like the 13-year-old, 12-year-old girl with her head spinning around and saying, your mother sucks, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That was okay. But this was just a bridge too far.
I know.
It's like... But it was weird because when we went to see it in the theater for the 25th anniversary and she did that, like I audibly reacted to it. I think I gasped.
Yeah.
I was like, it was just, I wasn't ready for it. And they're at the dinner party and here comes, it's like, how embarrassing. Yeah, that's my daughter.
She's going through a phase. It's her demonic possession phase.
It's her Cirque du Soleil thing.
Yeah.
She's going
to be making some big money in Cirque du Soleil. That's for sure.
It is a demonic possession. Have another cocktail.
Now,
who wants a gimlet?
Now, we ought to throw this out for the Cirque du Soleil folks. Creepy Cirque du Soleil would make a lot of money.
Oh, my God, yes. And You know, because they have some people who can do some pretty freaky things. If you did Cirque du Soleil exorcism.
Well, just Cirque du Soleil scary stuff. And the costumes could be great with skulls and all these things.
What if you did Cirque du Soleil possession?
Yeah, see?
It's like,
you could do all this scary stuff. They would make a ton of money. People would go to that.
They've got that new Ryan Murphy American Horror Story, Grotesquerie. Oh. Mm. I love Niecy, whatever her last name is. I'm not sure. I haven't watched it yet.
I watched the first 15-20 minutes, and then they were going down a path that I thought, I can't go down that path. And I don't want to say what it was to ruin it for anybody that does want to watch
I've
it.
I've had that with some of his other things. I liked the first few seasons of the American Horror Story, and then it kind of jumped the shark a little bit for me in some seasons.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know that. I'll put that on my list.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But I don't want to ruin it for people that want to watch it.
Okay, fair. So here's the story. It says this takes place way back in 2006. That sounds adorable. Way back. I thought it was going to be 1938. When I was just 11 years old, we lived in a farmhouse on Hargis Creek Road in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, a house that's now long gone, torn down to make way for the new West Green Elementary School. It was a Friday night, the start of the weekend, which meant I had the rare freedom to stay up as late as I wanted. My mom was already asleep upstairs, and I was downstairs, glued to the TV, watching Adult Swim. Everything was quiet until I heard it. A door upstairs creak open, slowly. The sound that followed was even stranger, like something moving down the stairs on all fours like an animal. Fear gripped me. I could feel the air change as I began to turn around, heart pounding, to see what was behind me. And then it came, racing through the living room doorway. Whatever it was moved with a speed I couldn't comprehend, and before I knew it, it leaped onto my back, pinning me to the carpet. I was paralyzed with terror. It wasn't just any shadow. This thing had form. It had the slender figure of a woman with long flowing hair that cascaded down its back. It couldn't have been less than 5 and a half, maybe 6 feet tall, and it was hard to tell since it had been crawling towards me. Now, this thing had me in a tight grip. Its legs and arms were wrapped around me like a wrestler pinning down an opponent. My back cracked under the pressure. I wanted to scream for my mom, but the only sound I could manage were faint, strangled whispers. I felt like I was stuck in some kind of waking sleep paralysis, fully aware, fully terrified, but unable to move or cry out. It didn't attack me further, though. It just held me there as if waiting for something. After what felt like forever, I started feeling drowsy, more and more exhausted, until I finally blacked out. That's really strange. This whole thing is really strange. When I woke up, it was morning, and Saturday morning cartoons were playing on Cartoon Network. I told myself it must have been a nightmare. For years after that, I didn't see that thing again, but I always felt like it was still hanging around. Strange things happened after that, but only at my dad's house, never at my mom's. My dad remarried, and while my stepmom was kind, she had her struggles, often drinking a bit too much. After she moved in, doors would open and slam shut on their own in the middle of the night. I'd wake up suddenly, heart racing, feeling an overwhelming sense of fear for no reason. Sometimes I'd wake up with my blankets pulled halfway off me, stuck in that same sleep paralysis state, unable to move, but the shadow wasn't there. And then I started dreaming about it. I'm still not sure if it was just my imagination or if that shadowy figure was actually visiting me in my dreams. I only saw it one more time. By then, I was a grown man in my mid-20s. It was just a few months before my stepmom tragically passed away in a DUI-related accident. I was sitting on the couch at my dad's place, watching some late-night anime on Toonami, when it happened. The same shadowy figure appeared again. This time it didn't pounce on me or tried to hold me down. Instead, it simply crawled down the hallway, heading straight for my stepmom's bedroom. I sat frozen, watching it disappear into the darkness. After my stepmom passed, I never saw it again. Whatever it was, it left when she did. Zachary. What the hell?
Okay, I need a little help on the timeline on this one. So
it happened at his
about 11 years old at his mom's.
And that's not paranormal. That was a dog. It was 11 years old at his mom's house.
At his mom's house.
Yeah. That's when the big one happened, being pinned down and everything. Mm-hmm. And he did mention, which was weird, that he did feel like a sleep paralysis incident, but he knew he was watching.
Yeah, he was watching TV.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what the missing link part here that I don't know is, was the stepmother already in the picture when he was 11? Because it seemed like he kind of at the end seemed to almost tie it to her.
It kind of sounds like that.
But I wasn't quite sure whether she was already part of his dad's life when he was 11 or not.
It doesn't say that. It does say my dad remarried, and while my stepmom was kind, she had her struggles.
Right.
But it didn't say when they remarried.
Exactly. So I don't know that she, but yet Zach kind of ties it into her at the end where she goes to the stepmom's room, right?
Or it. But then, you know, the dream thing could just be a dream thing because, you know, something traumatizing happens to you, it does show back up in your dreams.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So it could have been that thing visiting him in his dreams, but it could have just been dealing with trauma.
You know, I have a lot of dreams about, you know, like that back room in Burlington.
Yeah.
You know, I will dream that somehow I'm stuck in there or, you know, something's going on. And I think that's just a trauma dream.
I had dreams about our house we lived in Nebraska into my 40s.
I still will occasionally.
I don't much these days.
Yeah,
but
I don't near like I used to. I used to like all the time. But now it's just an occasion. Now I actually dream more about some other places that I've lived in. But I'm with you. I'm wondering, could it be?
It says, the very last sentence, whatever it was, it left when she did.
Yeah, and it seemed to, that last time he saw it, was at his dad's house, mm-hmm. and then it went into, it's weird it showed up at the mom's house the first time.
I don't know, and maybe it, whatever it was, it, he could see it because he was a kid
mm-hmm.
and experience it. But it does sound like she had a lot of baggage with her as well.
Yeah.
And a tragic ending.
And I think Zach somehow feels like it was tied to her. And so I think because of his feelings about it, I think we have to go that way, don't you?
I do too. I do think it had to have been connected with mom. I mean, it's gone. With it left when she did. He saw it walk into her room. And
how creepy is that? Could you imagine something crawling toward you?
No. And then attacking you and pinning you down like and you feeling your back crack. It's
like
that
a
real?
Woman with long hair, dark, shadowy woman with long hair crawling on all fours really fast.
It does sound like Reagan.
It does.
Came down
it does
stairs.
Sound like, yeah.
Zachary, I'm going to say this. I am really sorry you had to deal with that. Because being a kid's hard enough when your parents get divorced, but now you got this shit going on. I am really sorry that happened. I do not have a clue what that was.
I wonder if he's still having dreams or if the kind of trauma went away when it seemed to go away.
I don't know. Let us know. Mm-hmm. That was, just when you think you've heard it all. Well, here is our next story.
Hi, my name is Jess. I live in Texas, and I have a couple of stories to tell you. So, first, I have to say, Carol, you are my absolute favorite across all the podcasts that you do. I love your shows the very most. Anyway, okay, and I'm excited for you to hopefully hear my story. Okay, so in 2021, it was kind of a crazy year, you know, pandemic and all that. And we found out in, I think it was, late August, that one of my favorite aunts on my dad's side of the family had pancreatic cancer and that she only had a couple months to live. So fast forward to September, we found out Monday evening that she wasn't doing well and that she was going to pass. And I woke up Tuesday to messages that she had passed in the early morning hours. And that was really hard. We were pretty heartbroken about it. Then later in the afternoon, we found out that my brother-in-law's mother, who was often around while I was growing up, who would come to functions and things, like holiday celebrations and stuff like that. To our family, we found out that she had been found in her apartment and that she had been dead for several days. And that was quite the shock. That was really heavy to carry, to know that especially my sister was carrying that with the loss of our aunt. And that evening, we got a call or a text, I don't remember which, from my mother got it, to let our family know that her only sister, my mother's only sister, Robin, had gotten COVID and that she was not doing well. And so that was all one day we got all that news, and that was really shocking. And then within a couple days, we had lost, when I was flying out for my aunt James, the aunt on my father's side, I found out that early morning that my aunt had passed away, my Aunt Robin had passed away. And so I flew out for my Aunt Jane's funeral, and everything was just so heavy and so hard. And then I spent a few days in Utah with my family and going to the funeral and spending time together. Then I flew home, and it had only been home about a week when I got a call saying that my parents were pretty sick, that they had contracted COVID and that they needed extra help. And my sisters were sending me texts saying that mom and dad weren't doing great. Are you going to come? And so I decided, yes. I booked a ticket. I flew back out there. I helped take care of them. They were super, super sick, but they refused to go to the hospital. Sorry, I know this is long, but it all plays in, I promise. And so I was taking care of them night and day, and all my sisters would come and relieve me and help during the day, but I was staying with them through the night. And one of these days, when my mother had turned the corner for the better, and she was like able to feed herself again and things like that, she had been given an IV with a bunch of like vitamins and everything in it, and it gave her a lot of energy. And the woman literally did not stop talking all day long. She was just like a stream of talking, and it was kind of crazy. She would ask a question, and then I wouldn't even be able to answer it. She'd just keep talking. And I was standing outside. I was waiting for her while she was in the restroom, waiting for her to need my help. And I was standing out, and I would just, you know, when someone just talks and talks and you just can't handle it anymore. I was standing waiting for her, and she was doing that thing where she was talking a lot. And my aunt Robin, who had passed, she was very close with my mother. I heard her behind me. I heard her laugh. And I just started chuckling, and I turned to see if I could see her, because that's how like sure I was that I had heard it and I felt her, and she wasn't there. So we just stood there together laughing that my mother was in the bathroom ranting on about all these different things, and chuckling at her together. And that was a really special moment for me. That is not the only moment I have had with my aunt, but I flew back home after getting my parents. I spent 8 days there, then helping my sisters. I flew back home, and my brother as well. He had been coming and going from the house and working on things. So I flew back home, and that was middle of August. Well, I found out that my brother had contracted COVID, and that by the time we got to October 31st, Halloween, I got a message that he was being admitted to the ICU. And then a few days later that he was being put on the first stages or the second stages of life support. So he was going to be unconscious. And so I flew out. I flew right back, and I spent time with him in the hospital while he passed. I was there the last two times he was actually awake, they tried to bring him out and to see if he could handle being under sedation, because out of sedation, because the least amount of sedation you're on, the better your chances of survival. But he did not do well, and so they put him back under. And I was the one who saw him awake the last couple times, and that was a really, really difficult time. And he did end up passing. So we lost my brother Brandon after losing my two aunts. And then I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Then in December, on the 29th of December, my Uncle Tim, my mother's brother, was hit by a truck as he was on the side of the road in a snowy road condition. He had stepped out of his truck after he slid off the road, and another truck came along and hit the same patch of ice and hit him, and he died. And so it was just one shock after the next, after the next, after the next. And what happened during that time were incredible experiences that I got to have with these people who had passed. One of them was with my brother. A lot of them are with my brother. And I will share this this one kind of funny one. He was an electrician, and we had, when I was home, I had a light flickering in my kitchen, and I had felt Brandon around that day. And so I kind of made a joke to my daughter, and I said, it had been flickering for weeks, by the way, just driving us crazy, but my husband hadn't had time to fix it. So I was finally just like done with it and annoyed, but I chuckled and I said, oh, too bad Uncle Brandon's not around. He could fix that for us. I kid you not, about 5 seconds passes, and then the lights, the little diode of the LED light that had been flickering went out, but the rest of the light kept working. And I had this thought in my head, there you go, sis, that'll hold ya till code can fix it, which is what he always called my brother, was, or not my brother, my husband. My brother always called my husband code. And so that was pretty neat. And it did not flicker again. It didn't flicker again. It was dimmer, but it never flickered again. And my husband was able to get it changed. So that's one of the funny ones with my brother that I got. Another one is I went to visit last year to visit my family. And me and my sisters were all together, and we were all talking and playing just, you know, dumb little games and things. And one of the things we did was we went into this, my sister's playroom for her grandchildren. And there's this walker thing for little toddlers, and it laughs and giggles and lights up as you push it. And we had been in that room with all the kids the day before, and that thing never went off. It was on, but the only time it ever went off was when the kids were playing and pushing buttons and things. When we were talking and laughing as sisters, the push toy went off constantly the entire time we were in there together. It was laughing. Like, we would laugh and the little toy would giggle, and then we'd be like, Brandon, and then the toy would, you know, giggle again, and then it would say, keep going. And anyways, it was so funny. And my sister, whose home we were in, she said, okay, it's gone off before on its own, but never like this. And it hasn't happened since. It's never gone off like that again. And so anyways, so my brother is around all the time. I don't really call those ghost stories so much, because these are people that I knew and loved. And so I think of them just as spirits visiting me. But yeah, so those are some of my stories. I have many more stories about them, but also about other things that I've experienced. But yeah, I'll just leave you with that for now. And thanks for listening.
Oh my God. Bless her heart. After all she's been through, and she still sounds so,
I know,
sweet, and like I want to give her a hug.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine what that was like to go through all that.
I don't even know where to start.
I know.
I guess just first off with, I am so sorry right? for everything you've been through. Yeah. I mean, that's just way too much for any family to have to deal with.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
You know, it's crazy. And this is could be a whole nother podcast. But, you know, there's all these people acting like COVID never happened or was no big deal. And then you hear stories like that. You know, these people, you know. Well,
yeah.
They lost loved ones to this. That's yeah. not just a whoops.
And her parents, even though they didn't die.
They were really, really
dang
sick.
Near did.
But yeah. I do find that interesting. You know, she's dealing with the parents, dealing with all that. Then here's her aunt, plain as day, laughing behind her. And you know that sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know your loved one. Like if I heard your voice behind me, I'd be like, Kathy.
Yeah.
And that's basically how she reacted to it. Like,
yeah, definitely. I think so. Yeah, I think she was going through, there was obviously a very intense, about a year and a half maybe there.
Oh.
And with that said, she, you know, I think there were just periodic little things that happened that someone came back, whether it was Brandon, her brother, or her Aunt Robin, or whatever, at a moment where she kind of needed somebody. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know, and just gave her a little sign, no worries, I'm here.
And you know, like with her brother being an electrician, mm-hmm. then of all things, you have this light that won't quit flickering, so you say something out loud, and then it stops?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, could it be a coincidence? Could be. Would I want to think it's a coincidence? Absolutely not. I would hold on to that. Like, that was one of the coolest, best signs that your brother's still.
Uh-huh.
And it is different, you know, like when she says she doesn't think of them as ghosts. It's not there because you can't. It's your family. It's your brother. I would still, it's like our dad. I still think of him as our dad. Because last night, Kathy and I went to a concert. We can't get into it too much because we'll both start crying.
And I not like you guys, I was like ugly crying for a while there. It was a little, you know, a little sad. I was just trying not to
wail. She was ugly crying.
I was trying not to like, whoa.
But it was weird. It was like, it was one of those reminders. You know, number one, music can bring back memories. And music can take you right back to where you were. But then it's also that connection that sometimes you experience something that you realize they're not that far away. And so Kathy and I are like, there's one song she starts playing. It was Susie Boggess. And she was a big country star in the 90s. And our dad just loved her. And he'd be like, listen to her sing.
I don't know anybody have more pure
voice. Her voice is just amazing.
Yeah.
And so she goes to play one song. And I kind of grab Kathy's arm. And then Kathy points to the chair next to her, which happened to be empty. And she goes, Dad's there. And I was like, oh my God, whoa.
Yeah, we happened to have one empty chair beside us when we were in the concert. And
so he just kind of felt like he was there.
That was Dad. And
it's so, you know, like with her brother and being an electrician, our dad loved music. And there are artists that just are so associated with my dad. Merle Haggard and Susie Boggess. And then
those would really be the two.
And like then last night when Susie Boggess starts singing Merle Haggard songs, it was like this double whammy.
Yeah.
Then we were like, oh, what is going on?
But it's I did not see coming.
No. And because I totally forgot she did that album of Merle Haggard songs. But anyway, it was just, you know, those moments can bring you so much closer. And so, you know, look for those things. And I think that's your loved one trying to get through. And he's an electrician, and of course that's the way he would.
And I always think, if that's what you feel like happened right there, then that's what happened.
Yeah.
You just accept it and, you know, take it for the little blessing it was that you got. Because all those little things that happen are very dear to our hearts, you know.
And you'll have more of them. And mm-hmm. she's already said that she's got more stories.
Yeah.
But man, I can't imagine what she went through.
No.
So call back in with more of those stories because we would sure love to hear all of them. So if you have any real ghost stories, we'd love to hear them. Call them in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then if you want an ad-free version of the show, you get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday evening. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.